This is KG2GDQ, listening for any calls.
Good morning, this is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you this morning, Travis?
Well, I'm doing very well this morning. No complaints at all. I apologize for getting in here late. I guess it's not too late, but I thought I was connected in and calling. And I'm like, maybe I better check. And using that new little page that I had created, my little remote control page for my node, I looked at the current status and I'm like, oh, my hub's not connected to the main node. Well, that's not going to do us any good. So using the remote functions, I reconnected it and I'm back up and running again. I don't know how that happened, but I know I was playing around yesterday, so maybe I left it disconnected. But yes, so far so good. Good morning. How are things?
Yeah, I was wondering why there was no one had called in yet. So that's why I put out the call, and then I didn't hear anything. I go, well, geez, maybe no one's working today. Nobody's there's nothing. You know, maybe my radio's not working, but I know that because I've been hearing some other people. So yeah, it's been a good day. Had a good night's sleep last night for a change. So feeling pretty good.
Yeah, it was probably more time than I could have or should have spent on it. More time than I should have. I watched one of Mr. Carlson's videos on a signal tracer repair, start to finish, from assessing what it, condition that it was in, taking it out of the case, even beat blasted the case and repainted it, and then he went through the whole circuit, identified things that he thought might be a concern, things that were just a poor design, and then proceeded to correct things where it made sense and showed you a few on things that you could improve but weren't necessarily required for the level of equipment that it was, and then ended up with a really nice looking working finished product. But it was just shy of 2 hours, so it was like watching a feature length film, but I broke it up a little bit and watched that throughout the course of the evening. That was pretty good.
Yeah, yesterday I watched one of his videos, and I can't remember what type of equipment it was. Had a ton of tubes, and I think he said 54 tubes in it. And, you know, lately it seems like every time I watch one of these, it's the power supply that is bad. And he goes in and he fixes a couple of filter caps and stuff like that. That's what it seems to be from what I'm watching him.
Yeah, I will agree that I'm getting that same impression. In fact, in one of the previous videos, he said one of the first things you always check is the power supply. The caps on the power supply or the transformer might be shorting, and he's going all, you know, going on about that. And then in this repair yesterday, the signal tracer had this incredibly loud hum, you know, in addition to the bad design choices where the audio transformer was placed directly in line and next to the power transformer. That's what he went after. The filtering on the supply, and that made a huge, huge difference. It was actually the filtering on the half-wave rectification. That's what it was, to be specific. But what a difference! Just changing that. But then even the rest of the design, he wasn't saying nice things. I mean, nothing really bad, but basically being surprised that they actually marketed this device by this company in the configuration that it was in, and they were okay with its, you know, design flaws, because it was going to generate a hum no matter what, and it would be up to the user to determine where that baseline hum was, and then and anything above that is what you're chasing. But why would you do that? Well, it was cool. I really did.
Yeah, I go down that rabbit hole lately almost every day. I'll sit and watch at least one of his videos. Now that the weather's changing, I hope I can not spend so much time on it. Maybe more in the evening when it cools off and stuff, I can watch a little bit. But I haven't been getting many things done, and I've really got to buckle myself down and get some things done that have been bothering me.
Yeah, I definitely get the prioritization. I know Lynn made some comments, and it wasn't just this weekend. It's been as of late where I get so hyper-focused on a project that I'll come in, eat dinner, go work on the project, or the weekend will start, and I'll get up early, go work on the project, and, you know, I'll say things like, I'm ready to go when you are, and, you know, but it's just, as long as she's not ready to leave, I'll continue to work on the project. Just let me know when you're ready, and I can shut this down a moment's notice. But it's hard to peel me away otherwise. And yeah, like I said, it's getting nicer out. There's some things we want to do outside, some other things that we'd like to do, and yeah, I gotta find that balance again as well.
Yeah, and what's been happening lately is I'll be watching those videos, and I may doze off a bit, and next thing, and then it's been affecting my sleep at night. Too many naps during the day makes me, you know, and when I get up in the morning, I'm tired, and so, I gotta stop watching so many videos. Been watching a lot of ham radio videos and car videos.
Well, both pretty good topics. Definitely pulling you in and keeping your interest. And if nothing else for the radio side of things, it might help you decide where you want to go next, what you want to spend your effort, time, and money on, and or not. It'd be a good it's good research, I guess. And what was I going to say? Yeah, make some informed decisions. Right, there you go. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. All right, I'll pause, and I'll say good morning, see if anyone else is in there. I don't see Jeff connected into me. We'll see if Ross is in there, and we'll say good morning to him. This is KCPCB.
KC2NVM, good morning. Watching videos is great unless you're in a rabbit hole up till 1 o'clock in the morning. I cannot confirm nor deny that I may or may not have been doing that.
Well, good morning, Jeff. Welcome. You made it in this morning. And I was wondering if you could confirm that you are connected to Ross's node. I'm watching the list on my side to see if you're connected in, and I did not see you connected in. Unless I have it set up wrong, but just curious.
No, I am connected to Ross. For some reason, my device was saying that everybody was offline, and so I had to restart. I even restarted my phone from like a hard reset, and eventually everything came back on. I don't know if it was connecting back to my phone after connecting to my wife's car yesterday had something to do with it, but I had to restart everything.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like some of the technical difficulties that I've experienced with Echolink. If I try to use the Wi-Fi in the truck and the Bluetooth in the truck at the same time, it has this horrible jitter problem, and the audio sounds really broken. If I use Verizon's Wi-Fi, or, you know, cellular data, and the Bluetooth in the truck, it has no problem with that. If I do that same configuration with just using the phone or using TV Switch, no problems at all. So it's specifically tied to how EchoLink handles it. Yeah, it's interesting. It seems a little buggy for something that's been around for so long.
I'm sure it's more the phones are the ones that are causing the issues, prioritizing which way it connects or whatever.
And I think it has something to do with the vehicle, too. My old truck had no problems. I'm trying to think back now. Did the 2016 have that? Yeah, we're going back too far. Maybe the 16 had the problem. Definitely this 22 has that problem. But anyway, good morning. Welcome to the group.
Nice to be here. It's Tuesday. Things are good.
I assume your inspection went well?
Yep. Simply cost me $21. Although, we got to put new tires on Jen's car.
So, Brad, does your, I don't know the age of your Dodge that you refer to, does that qualify for, what do they call that, classic insurance? I honestly don't know how old of a vehicle that is.
So it's a 1978 Dodge W150. It does qualify for classic car insurance, and in New York State, because it's over, I think it's 25 years old, I can also get historical plates for it if I want. Or I can run plates that were made around that time frame, like 1978, 1980, which I do. I have a set of New York State plates that were from 1978 that when I want, I can just re-register it with those plates and put those on there.
What kind of Dodge is it?
It's a model W150, so it's a heavy half-ton four-wheel drive, short-bed pickup.
You don't see them very often.
No, there's not a lot of them around. I can't remember how many were made. I bought this when I was in the Air Force, and then when I got discharged, I didn't drive it during the winter here in New York. After I got married, I was able to keep it in a garage. After we moved up here, again, I was able to keep it in a garage. So overall, it's in pretty good shape body-wise. Frame-wise, it's excellent. Body-wise, it's the typical rust spots around the rear fender wells. I'm starting to see some bubbles on the lower front clip down by the doors. Starting to see some bubbles there. Eventually, I'll have to get that taken care of. But the main thing I've been working on is drivetrain and brakes, you know, safety stuff. You know, it kind of seems important.
Brakes only slow you down. That car is meant to go fast.
Yeah, this truck's not going very fast at all. It's a heavy, she's heavy. She's 5,900 pounds, I think. Yeah, this Dodge is it's my project truck. I tinker with it from time to time. Now that the weather's changing, hopefully I can bring it out of the garage and drive around the neighborhood and get things loosened up again.
Very nice, very nice. Although we're supposed to get a cold spell again. My wife keeps telling me that.
Yeah, I heard something like Thursday we're supposed to drop back down to freezing temperatures, I think.
All right, this will be my last 73s. It is now 5:48. I'm a little behind. All right, if anything, Brad, we'll talk to you later tonight.
Yes, most definitely. We'll see you tonight. I heard it's two guns and both need holsters, so that should be interesting tonight.
Yes, we got the one, and then the other is going to be the appendix. And I did remember to bring it.
Yeah, appendix carry, that shouldn't be too bad for me. or you, there might be a couple other people that are going to have some problems with appendix carry.